teaching from house to house, December 8. I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you, and have taught you publicly, and from house to house. Among the members of our churches there should be more house-to-house labor in giving Bible readings and distributing literature. As we sow beside all waters we shall realize that he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Christ's example must be followed by those who claim to be his children. Relieve the physical necessities of your fellow men, and their gratitude will break down the barriers and enable you to reach their hearts. Women as well as men can engage in the work. They can do in families a work that men cannot do, a work that reaches the inner life. They can come close to the hearts of those whom men cannot reach. Their work is needed. Discreet and humble women can do a good work in explaining the truth to the people in their homes. The Word of God thus explained will do its leavening work, and whole families will be converted. In the home circle, at your neighbor's fireside, at the bedside of the sick, in a quiet way you may read the Scriptures and speak a word for Jesus and the truth. Precious seed may thus be sown that will spring up and bring forth fruit. There is missionary work to be done in many unpromising places. The missionary spirit needs to take hold of our souls, inspiring us to reach classes for whom we had not planned to labor and in ways and places that we had no idea of working. The Lord has his plan for the sowing of the gospel seed. In sowing according to his will, we shall so multiply the seed that his word may reach thousands who have never heard the truth. Thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000 angels are waiting to cooperate with members of our churches in communicating the light that God has generously given, that a people may be prepared for the coming of Christ. Our sisters, the youth, the middle-aged, and those of advanced years, may act a part in the closing work for this time, and in doing this as they have opportunity, they will obtain an experience of the highest value to themselves. In forgetfulness of self, they will grow in grace.